Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Suryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life. Hello everyone, today I'll be talking about alternative states of mind. What are these alternative states of mind? Basically, when your brain waves have different frequency, this is known as alternative states of mind. For example, when your brain waves is between 14 Hz to 13 Hz of frequency, it is known as beta state of mind. In this beta state of mind, you are completely highly alert. Like right now, when I'm creating this video, I'm very alert of I know what I'm saying and everything. Or when you are watching this video, or throughout the day, whenever you are doing anything in this physical world, you are completely connected to this physical world, then it is known as beta state of mind. Okay, you in this beta state of mind, you get all kind of emotions like angry, sadness, happiness, you laugh, a certain level of relaxedness, and all those kind of things, right? So this is known as beta state of mind. Now, when your brain waves is between 7 Hz to 14 Hz, it is known as alpha state of mind. This is an amazing state of mind. You usually gain access to this state of mind when you are completely relaxed. I'll teach you how you can gain access to all the other states of mind later in this video. But right now, I want you to understand the benefit of alpha states of mind. Now, in this alpha state of mind is usually when you're relaxing, okay, when you're meditating, when you're slightly connected to the spiritual world, okay, and you're living this physical world. Now, in this state of mind, you're very, very highly creative. So if there's any designer or if you want to do something creative work, okay, what you can do is sit, relax yourself, or basically move yourself to alpha state, from beta state to alpha state, and then think about your problem, okay? Then you will be able to solve it creatively, okay? Also, when you want to study, you want to memorize for your exams are near, and you want to memorize things, okay? Then what you should do is move to alpha state and then study your material. When you study them, when you're in alpha state, information goes quickly and it stays there as a strong memory. Okay, so that are the benefits of alpha states. Now, the next is theta state, which is from 4 to 7 Hertz. Okay, 4 to 7 Hertz is theta state. Theta state is even a deeper state than alpha states. Okay, in this state, it is said that you are connected to the highest power or infinite intelligency, and then when you are connected to that, you can access any information that you want. Yes, I mean any information that you want. Some people also say this as Akashic records, okay, where you can actually gather any kind of information, you know, you can access any information. Also, when you are doing meditation, if you want to access this theta state, I have also created meditation, you can find that over here. When you do my guided meditation and when I put you to 3, 2, 1, that state is basically theta state. You are completely relaxed. You can manifest a lot of things. You can create a lot of beliefs, destroy your negative beliefs and create new beliefs, because in this theta state, your conscious mind is almost at sleep, and you can take any information to your subconscious mind and gain access from your subconscious mind. You know, gain information from your subconscious mind. That is why it is said that you are connected to the ultimate or the most highest information or highest power, the infinite intelligency. So this is the benefit of theta state from 4 to 7 Hertz. Now, from 0.1 to 4 Hertz is delta state. This is basically a deep state of mind when you are asleep. Okay, when you're completely asleep, then you are at a delta state. This also has two categories, that is from 2.5 to 4 is a mild sleep, and then from 0.1 to 2.5 is deep deltas, a deep sleep where you even don't dream and you're completely at sleep. And when you're at this, you know, when you are able to access this kind of sleep, and when you wake up, you just need 3 to 4 hours of sleep, and that is enough. You know, when you wake up, you'll be full of vitality, you'll be full of energy, and you can do any kind of activity that you want. You know, you'll not be lack of sleep, basically. You'll not be tired. You'll be that 3 to 4 hours is basically a lot
if you can access this delta state of sleep. Now let's talk about how can you access this state, or basically how can you move to these states. So basically beta, you don't have to do anything. Whenever you are actively working or throughout the day, you are at beta state, okay? That is from 14 to 20. But when you want to move to alpha state, it's easy. All you have to do is sit down, relax, and try to relax. Find a sitting position or lying position, whatever you like, and try to relax yourself. The best way is to do deep breathing exercise, like when you do this conscious breathing, and when you focus on your breath, when you're inhaling, you can feel that the air is going in and going to your stomach and then coming out. When you focus on that, and when you do this deep breathing in from nose and releasing from your mouth, then slowly you'll move to alpha state. Now if you are doing any of this state, if you are using any of this state for the first time, this will take a little long. When I used to do this for the first time 3 years back 4 years back, it used to take me around 15 to 20 minutes, okay, to reach this state of mind. And this is normal with everyone, you know, whoever is going to do this for the first time, this is what will happen. If you're not doing meditation, if you're doing meditation, well and good, you'll be able to reach any state of mind very quickly. But if you are not doing it, then I'll again suggest you to watch my meditation video over here. Do it continuously. It's a very, very powerful meditation. And also it will take a little time for you to reach any of this state. But every time you do that, your brain will actually form a neuro connection. And when you practice that, at least if you practice that for a week, for 7 days, that neuro connection will become stronger and stronger. And then your time will reduce rapidly. Yes. Right now, it takes me around even 30 seconds to quickly go to that state of mind, to any state of mind, whatever I want, alpha, theta, delta. I can simply go within 30 seconds because I've been practicing meditation and all these states of mind consciously. So, every cell of your body has memory. So the more you practice, the more your body will know, okay, now you are trying to access this state of mind. Your brain will know, okay, now you are trying to move towards this state of mind. So your brain will also help you to do that. So again, how to go to alpha state? Just do deep breathing. And focus on your breath, okay? Just take deep breath in from your nose and release from your mouth. And just sit or lie down, relax, okay? You can then, once you're in that state, you can open your book, and if you want to study, you can study. Or if you want to do any designing works, suppose you're a graphic designer and you want to have some creativity. Now just think about the design that you want to create, okay? Or if you want to create a design related to maybe a logo for a company, okay, which is related to food industry. So just think about that and just write everything or whatever comes in your mind, if possible with your eyes closed, and on if you're sitting on a table, just write everything, whatever is coming to in your mind, okay? And then when you later on open your mind, open your eyes and look at whatever you have written, whatever information you have gathered, you will be surprised that so many information came to your mind and you'll get a lot of idea. I have done this. In fact, when I was creating my memory training course, a lot of problems that I solved was in alpha and theta state. Okay, so you can do that. A lot of techniques that I learned was in theta and alpha state. So you can also do that. All you have to do is, initially there will be little problem, you'll not be able to have a clear idea, but with practice you'll be actually able to solve any of your problem, business problem, work problem, any kind of problem very easily in alpha and theta state. So do practice this, okay? At least if you're a school student, most of my audience are school student, and if you're watching this, what I want you to do is go to alpha state and then start studying and see the magic. You'll be actually able to learn faster and memorize and keep it in the memory. The best is you'll be able to keep those information in your memory. You'll not forget it, not easily though. Now let me explain how can you move to theta state of mind, okay? The best way to move to theta state of mind is, when you're at alpha state, take some more time and relax yourself more, okay? If you're sitting on a sofa or in a chair, just relax yourself, try to be in as comfortable position as possible. Either you are lying down or if you are in a sofa, try to relax as much as possible. And what you can do is count from 100 to 1 in reverse order. Or if you are doing my meditation and if you are doing it continuously, what you can do is simply count from 10 to 1 And then tell yourself that with each count, visualize that number flashing in your mind and tell yourself with each count, I'll go into deeper and deeper state of mind. Then relax every part of your body, like my mind is getting relaxed. Now my ears are getting relaxed. My shoulders are getting relaxed. My upper arms are getting relaxed. With your eyes closed, tell yourself and focus on that part of your body and relax yourself. And then tell yourself that now as I count from 5 to 1, I'll go into even deeper state of my mind. And then you'll move to that. And then tell yourself that as I count from 3 to 1, I'll move into even deeper state of mind. And then count like this. 3, 3, 3, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1. And then slowly you move to theta state of mind. Okay, you can, the best way to practice this is through meditation. The link is in description, or as I said, you can watch it over here. You can do that. Okay, also, as I said, if you're doing it for the first time, it will take little time, but with practice, it will, the speed will increase. Okay, now I'll give you another simple trick. So whenever I want to move to theta state of mind, what I do is I close my eyes, take few deep breaths. And keep my first finger and thumb like this on my legs with my eyes closed. And I count 3 to 1 and press my fingers. Now, as I said, whenever you tell your mind that whenever I count from 3 to 1 and press my finger, I'll go into theta state of mind. With this way, you will be actually able to program your mind to move to theta state very, very fast. Like I said, it just takes me 30 seconds to move to theta states. And now when you're at theta state of mind, just calm yourself and think about any problem that you have in your life, or you are not able to find solution. Maybe it's business problem, personal issues, relationship problem, any kind of problem you have. Just think in your mind, or maybe if you want a suggestion from, you know, some spiritual guidance you want, and that whether you should be doing this work or not, whether what you should be doing next, if you're stuck somewhere in your life, just close your eyes, move to theta state and tell your mind, tell in your mind that I want to know what is the solution of this. I want to know what is, how can I solve this? I want the solution. And just wait, think, just focus on what thoughts are coming to your mind. Okay, you may not get a direct answer. Okay, like, you know, if you ask what is this, and you will not get a yes or no direct answer, but you might see some scenarios, or you might just come a thought, you know, an idea may just come like that. And that will actually be very, very beneficial. You will be actually able to solve your problem. So that's all for today. Thank you. So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.